This arrangement is basically made up of two verses. Each one is 16 measures long, and we have a four-measure tag at the beginning. So let's start with the first four measures of verse 1. So right here, we start on the G above middle C with our second, followed by the A above that with our third, and then we go to the E and C on either side of that. So that's the E right above middle C with my first, and C above that with my fifth. With this left hand, we'll play the C below middle C with our fifth. These hit together, sustained pedal goes up and down. Then left hand, I want you to play the E and G right above the C you just played, using fingers 1 and 3. So we have this so far. Then right hand, you need to jump up to the E, 2 above middle C with your 5th. Play that, the D below that, and then the C below that. And this will be a triplet. So we have this so far. Then for measure 2, we have that. And right hand, this is that G and E again that we used in measure 1. Left hand, you're hitting that C below middle C with your 5th finger, just like we did in measure 1. Pedal up and down. Right here, left hand, we will play E and B flat. So we still play that E below middle C with our 3rd, but then with my 1st finger, which is your thumb, I want you to play the B flat right below middle C with that E. After those hit, right hand will play D, E, D. And that's the D under your 4th finger, E above that, and back to the D. And those are all in the octave above middle C. So we have this from the beginning. And while we're here, let's talk about triplets and what makes them distinct. If we have a beat going like this, a triplet fits evenly within that beat. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And that's what these are. These are triplets. And these are hitting on the 3rd beat of each measure. So from the beginning, 1, 2, triplet, 1, 2, triplet. Now let's take a look at measures 3 and 4 of this first verse.